Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here, too. How was your week? What have you been up to?
I've been battling smoke detectors, as you know.
Oh, tell us about that.
it's not a great story. The smoke detectors...
I disagree. I think it is a great story.
I'm going to breeze through it.
Okay.
But basically, the smoke detectors have been going off in my house, you know, when they run out of battery and they make the beep.
Mm-hmm.
I found out it's every 40 seconds because I've been timing it. So during the night...
You put tissue boxes on your feet, you haven't cut any of your nails, you've stayed in your house Howard Hughes style,
and
you're counting the seconds in between beeps on a smoke detector.
It's been happening for like a week, and I got the first one, and I'm like, sweet. And then during the night, I can hear it. And initially I thought it was still beeping, even though I pulled the battery out, and I thought that I was going mad. And then last night, I'm like, I've had enough of this. So I went to grab the one, I'm like, it must still have a charge in it. So I went downstairs to grab it and just... peg it across the road. Shouldn't do that. Keep your smoke detectors. They're important. But then there was another beep and I realized, oh no, there's another one in my house that I didn't know about because I rent this place. So I went upstairs and I went to go and grab it. And then it's like 15 feet in the air. And I'm like, I cannot get that. Uh-huh. I don't have a ladder. It's 3 a.m. So today I went and bought a ladder.
Yeah.
I got it. I pulled the
battery. You had a problem. You found the solution.
That's right. I pulled the battery. Comic books, everybody. We'll get there.
Yeah, eventually. No, your tale of domestic woe must come first.
And then I'm like, sweet relief. And then I heard the beep again.
40 seconds later.
40 seconds later, because I timed it. And I realized that the house next door to me, because it's walled, we share a wall, nobody's living there at the moment because they're leasing it and their smoke detectors run out of batteries.
So there's no, you can't go around. You can't knock on the door and be like, hey, neighbor, can I have a cup of sugar? And also, check your smoke detectors.
So I've been going mad.
Yeah.
When you got here, I told you that. I very frantically told you that story.
Because I looked out your into your backyard, and I noticed on the table in your backyard there are a series of smoke detectors just sitting on a table. Like
that I pulled off the roof. Yeah.
Right.
Because I wanted to make sure that the one I was hearing wasn't the ones in my. It doesn't matter. Mason,
I also had a fun time with technology this week. Okay, would you like to hear about
please,
it?
Please, please.
I went to a wedding yesterday and it was great. Great. Yep. Had a good old time, but I hadn't been to a wedding in a while. And like, there were so many cameras. Like they were covering every single angle. There was a camera on a jib.
What?
Apparently the happy couple had won like a camera package.
Like, because that's expensive.
Yeah. And so they brought all these people in and there was this camera on the jib and there was all these, you know, people with like bandoliers of cameras, yeah. like a crossover leather
I
patch,
never
like,
understand
like
that,
a bandito
yeah.
And he had two cameras. And then there was one guy over in the corner and he had like a, he was holding like a big controller with a big monitor on it. And I'm like, oh, he must be the director. Like this system must be so big that he has to like do live switching and
right,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then the car pulls up with the beautiful bride and the harp player's there and she's like, dun, dun. She's doing the bridal waltz, and then all of a sudden you hear a brrrr, and I look over, and the guy with the big monitor thing, it turns out that's a drone remote. He's a drone pilot, and he started up a drone as the bridal party is entering. So I'm just hearing a brrrr, and everybody's like, what is that? And I don't know if they tested it or not, but it doesn't matter how, like if it's 100 feet in the air, you can still hear the
yeah,
drone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can still hear the drone of the drone.
The drone of the drone.
That's
so, but then I'm like, well, you know, that covers an avenue that, you don't normally get in wedding photography, which is people looking directly up into the air going, hey, what's that? Oh, it's a drone. So
that's amazing.
So if you want to ruin your wedding, hire a drone.
And a harp player that you can drown out with a drone. That's great. Which also point out as well, this the show's starting now, but Andrew Levins, who has a podcast called Serious Issues.
A comic book podcast.
That's right.
I nearly said codcast.
Codcast. All about fish, but he came in the other day and we recorded an episode of Serious Issues, which is going up the same day this goes up, so on Monday.
Individually,
yes. And you also did one
last week.
The week before, maybe two weeks before.
Did you get mostly good issues or mostly bad
issues? I got
some
pretty good ones.
I got almost all garbage. Bad. So I got a week of garbage. Yeah.
I'll link that below, but he's a great bloke and it's a great podcast. And maybe check it out.
If you like comic books and you listen to this and you're like, these guys are okay, but you're hardcore into comics,
this is the guy.
Yeah.
All right. Mason, Super Bowl was last week.
Yes, it was.
It's old news, but did anything stand out from it for you? Any standout TV spots, trailers?
Let me think.
Captain Jack Sparrow covered in mud appeal
to you?
He's
got, what's he got now? Has he got knuckle tattoos or something?
I don't know, man. Maybe you always had him. Yeah, but did you see it?
No.
So there's only one shot of him and he's kind of covered in mud. I think it's because they're like, Johnny Depp's in a bit of a... He's in actor's prison at the moment.
Yeah, a little bit, you know what I mean? Yeah.
He's going kind of... He might be going that Mel Gibson route at some point. But we see... What's his name? The guy... Well, Orlando Bloom's back and he's covered in barnacles or whatever.
So everybody's covered in mud and barnacles this time around. Okay.
That's right.
Sure.
Pirates of the Caribbean, mud and barnacles. Yeah.
Not as sexy as you remember.
And what's his name? Javier Bardem has underwater hair. It always looks like he's underwater.
Huh.
You know, because they got to have like a... The bad pirate has to have like a weird supernatural thing. It has to be a fish monster or a Jeffrey skeleton man.
Well, you can't go backwards at this point,
no,
can
you?
You can't be like, in this one, the enemies are just bureaucracy.
Well, they have been bureaucracy also.
No, I mean even further, like they're trying to get the boat license back.
Okay, right.
Jack Sparrow's just standing in line at the...
You got too many masts on the ship, Jack Sparrow. Maximum of three.
Mm.
Yeah. Any interest in this?
Kind of. Because I haven't seen, like I've missed a couple, so maybe...
You know what? Don't watch him going into this.
Yeah.
You will be burnt by the time you get around to
it.
So maybe this one will be good, and the only way that that'll be the case for you is if you don't watch the
other. Do we know the plot of this one?
Captain Jack's got a...
Did he get the wrong side of some sort of supernatural sea creature monster man?
Exactly, okay. Yeah. So the same.
Great.
The same. So just think about the same, and then that's it.
Fantastic.
Guardians had a trailer. About a 1 minute 30 trailer,
that's right,
whatever it was. Looked pretty good.
Fantastic.
Some more
funny
spots. The thing is, they tested it at Marvel, and it's the only movie there ever to get a 100% rating.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, which is, the Avengers got a high 90s, which is good, but so did Iron Man 3. So which way does this go?
See, that's exactly it. I think, the hype train.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know if it's...
Yeah, I mean, and also I should point out, they don't get the general public for this. They get friends and family of people who work at Marvel.
Right, okay.
So, which is, you know, helps keep the secret or whatever. I don't think this is good or bad news. I mean, it's not bad news, is it, obviously?
Right.
But I don't think it's indicative of the final product necessarily.
Who's going to say bad?
Yeah. There's a raccoon. It's good, isn't it?
No, I mean, who's going to say bad? Because if you work for your dad works for Marvel, you're not going to say it's bad, are you?
I mean, I'm presuming it's anonymous. That's the way you'd want to do it.
No, but you can always tell.
Because of handwriting?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. I used to work my last job before I did this amazing whatever this is we do. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah. The sinking ship that we're on.
They'd always be like a questionnaire to be like, you know, to be like, well, rank your workplace. What do you? And it was anonymous, but there was like two guys who worked there and it was like male, and there was a male and female box. I'm like, well, I can't be truthful on this. I mean, I enjoyed the job anyway.
They segregated. So weird.
Yeah, and it was like age bracket. And I'm like, well, I'm the only one in this age bracket who's male. Do you know what I mean? So it's not really anonymous,
is it? Did you consider dotting all your I's with little hearts and putting it in the girl box?
I should have, in hindsight. That was electronic, so
perfect
what do you
crime.
Do? Yeah. It was an online questionnaire, mate. It's just a thing.
But you had to click girl or boy.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It wasn't girl or boy. It was male, female.
No, it was girl or boy.
And the girl had a little heart next to it, and the boy had a saxophone, which, as we all know, is the universal symbol for being a boy.
Manly, virile power playing the saxophone. You're right.
Did you see the...
Oh, Ghost in the Shell. That's one I remember.
Okay, yeah.
That looked great.
Face Off?
Yes.
There's apparently a new trailer for that, but I think by the time this goes up, there might be a new trailer as well. Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I was like, there's something on the tip of my tongue, a property that is going to be better than the original. And people are going to be loath to admit it,
yes,
but it's going to be better.
Did you say that to me in our private lives?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But I think it's this.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be better than the anime.
Yep.
And people are going to be like, this can't, this, the original's a classic and you can't beat it. For I think this is going to be better.
Didn't you watch it recently?
Some of it. The voice acting's so flat in it. It's just this weird pauses.
Sure.
In the audio.
Yep, yep, I get you.
It's hard to listen to.
Okay, sure. You know? I can't understand that. I can't relate, but sure, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't disagree with you.
And for the most part, it looks shot for shot identical.
Yeah.
What we've seen so far, except for there's a bit where this geisha woman robot turns into some sort of
scorpion
spider thing, which yeah. I don't remember from the original.
Yeah.
Maybe that's in one of the maybe that's either. In the sequel, or maybe that's in the standalone complex.
It's in the prequel, the Scorpion Geisha.
Maybe it is. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's a reference to the Scorpion King, Mason.
I get it.
Which is a prequel to The Mummy for those people who not the Tom Cruise one,
the classic The Mummy, but not the classic The Mummy from the 30s, the Brendan Fraser classic,
the 1999 one, which is a classic. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie.
Did you read that article on why Brendan Fraser doesn't get work anymore?
No,
maybe don't.
Was it depressing?
Kinda,
but he's not. Is it because he's a bad bloke?
No,
or is it just like
he
aged out of it?
I think he aged out of it, and he was in that position in Hollywood where you sort of...
He had abs.
He definitely had abs.
Yeah.
But also we have to... Oh, did he though?
Yeah, George of the Jungle.
Oh, yeah, good point. I think it's the point...
Thank
he,
you.
He was... Yeah, all right. He got into that sort of position where you can say yes to everything. Like there's a constant stream of work and you'll... And which can go either way. Like
the
Samuel
Nick Cage
like,
position.
Yeah, yeah, Samuel L. Jackson. Like if you can... And if people like everything you're in...
Yeah.
Your career just keeps
and
going.
And Samuel L. Jackson can always fall back on a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Or an Avengers film.
Yeah,
or something
he'll
like
always
that.
Get one. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think with Brendan Fraser, like he just kept doing everything.
Yeah.
And then...
He did Furry Animals or Furry Vengeance?
Furry Vengeance, yeah. And I think what happened is eventually the returns dried up on him. Even, like, and it wasn't his fault, it's just the movies were bad.
Whose fault was it? The movies.
The movies.
Okay, yeah.
I blame the movies.
Okay, good.
The movies are kind of bad and the returns are... And then it's like, well, you're not making us any more money, Brendan Fraser, so we're not going to cast you in things.
Okay.
It's like Cuba Gooding Jr. He'll be
brutal.
Back.
Yeah, probably. Well, he did the OJ thing,
yeah, yeah.
Which I haven't seen, which is apparently amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yes.
Now, I don't need to read. Thank you, Mason, for saving me that.
What are we talking about?
Stranger Things 2. Season 2 has a trailer.
Oh, yes.
Looks good. Did you see it?
Didn't see it.
Big ominous monster in the sky like the mist.
Ooh.
Yeah. Looks good.
Love
I'm well
it.
On board. You see Ghostbuster outfits. And
love horror, supernatural stuff with mist in it.
You know it, mate. The Mist is a great movie, I think.
Or
it's
no.
just got the, isn't it?
No.
I really enjoyed it. The ending's brutal.
Yeah.
Show it. If you've got a very sensitive partner, show it to them.
Apropos of nothing.
Because it's got a brutal ending. Okay, Mason, we got to talk about the Batman because there's so many of the Batman. Unless you got any more Super Bowl stuff or whatever. It's like a week ago now.
There was a Transformers the last night.
Yeah, whatever.
TV spot again.
Yep.
You know what? The one thing
they've got baby Dinobots.
That was the
Boo!
Question. Because it looked like either a generic Decepticon because, you know, they're sort of just gray
and
brown and could be anything, but it also looked like kind of a dragon coming out kind of thing.
Okay.
So that's a baby Dinobot.
Yeah, I know they're selling the toys at least.
Yep.
Because this one, you also see they've got a little BB-8 style, it's called Wheelie or something as well.
Oh.
And I suspect, and I might be wrong, I think they knew Star Wars was called The Last Jedi and they called this The Last Night.
Wow.
Because they called Age of Extinction on the back of Age of Ultron.
Wow.
And I genuinely think they went, well, that's the hot title for this year.
So what they've done essentially...
I might be wrong.
No, what they've done is they've seen that they released Transformers and then the Asylum, legendary low-budget, terrible movie maker,
yeah.
Asylum released Transmorphers.
Yes.
And successfully tricked a whole bunch of grandmas into buying that DVD for their children.
Correct.
So they've gone, well, if it worked for them, maybe it'll work for us. Let's just move this up the chain.
Absolutely.
And fake like we're a sequel to a better movie.
In a better series, yeah. Oh, amazing. Good on them, I guess.
Good on them, I guess.
Pricks. The Batman. There's updates.
So what I heard, So Affleck was out. We knew
what
that.
What do you got, Mason?
Affleck was out. We knew that.
He's out.
And then I heard, much like The Flash, we heard that The Batman needs a page run, one rewrite. Right.
Rewrite.
Rewrite.
They need to wheel over it.
Yep.
Yeah. Start again.
Mm.
Yeah, go on.
Which doesn't mean, as we've learned, that they just have to rewrite page one. It means page one and all the remaining
pages.
You've
got to wheel over it.
That's
so
right.
You cannot use
soaking.
It.
It's just soaking.
So that's obviously, that's not generally good news.
Yeah, but then...
But then, yes.
But then I heard that somebody on the inside was like, no, it's fine. It's a great script.
What? Yeah, well, it came through Variety, which are generally a good... Yeah, good source. But they said that, yeah, Warner Brothers are apparently very happy with it. And it's Chris Terrio who did Batman, Superman. And is that right? Is that the idea?
Maybe.
Is that what I'm saying?
Maybe.
How do you fall on in? What do you think, though? Do you think any of that is?
Well, I heard that they said the script was bad.
Yeah.
And then they were like, this guy says it's good. And he was the guy who broke this other news quite recently. And he's very reliable.
Right.
I think what they've done is they've gone to that guy and said, hey, you know, we gave you that scoop earlier.
Us. Yeah.
We gave you that scoop earlier. Could you now go and you owe us. So how about you go and tell everybody that the script is great?
So you think that's more likely than the script being actually good?
Yes.
Legitimately good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Also, we should point out...
The Batman script is reportedly pleasing everyone, says Slash Film. Shut up, Slash Film.
I don't think it came from them, did it? Were they the original source?
No, I don't think so.
But shut up, Slash
Film.
Yeah,
shut up.
I've got a quote here. It relates to Deathstroke being the villain. So the story for the Batman...
Okay,
Justin
Kroll, the Variety reporter who broke the news about Ben Affleck not directing the Batman.
Oh,
he says... Okay. He says, everyone at Warner Brothers... are very happy with it. There were some names, but I only recognize Ben Affleck. So.
Sure. I know. I think there were some Warner Brothers executives. Or
Chief Content Officer Toby Emmerich.
Oh, we should get one of them. A
Chief
content
officer.
Yeah. That sounds...
No, we want a cheap content officer.
That's actually true. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Send your resumes to whatever our email address is. So the story for the... I got a quote here about the original script, which apparently was to include Deathstroke as the main villain, which we kind of knew because... Joe Manganiello.
Yeah.
Remember that was that test footage of him that showed up, and he's apparently he's doing some katana training, getting ready.
Now, if they move the shooting date of this,
yeah.
does that mean potentially he's out?
No, he says he's starting training soon, regardless. But he also, I think he said that also because he likes to be ready. They're saying 2019 for this now, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, it won't be ready for next year. And there was apparently going to be some other villainous appearances by characters, including the Joker. And Jared Leto apparently was softening on his stance and appears to be interested in returning. And they're not sure whether that part will be for the Batman or Gotham City Sirens.
Okay, sure.
So, you know, he got burnt.
Yeah, right.
Do you think he wants a shot at redemption or do you think he's like, I'm done?
Yeah, because he wants to be the greatest Joker.
He won't be. It's yeah.
He's going to give it the good old college try, though.
Yeah, good on him, man. Yeah. I mean, because, look, I don't think... I did a whole video on it, but I think the reason it's not very good is because... they didn't build a proper story around him and they just let him kind of pinwheel and it was amazing and magnetic on the day and everybody was transfixed. But then when you go to edit it into a narrative, you're like, we can't use this because he's just doing the jack-off motion and putting his tongue out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think he's definitely capable.
Yeah.
But I don't know, if that was me, I'd probably cut my losses. But I don't need. I don't want to be the greatest actor in the
world. Cut your losses. Take all the wardrobe they gave you.
Yep.
Keep all the weird tuxedos.
Grow your eyebrows back.
Yep. That's right. And so now, director wise, it's been confirmed it's Matt Reeves. Right?
It's probably Matt Reeves.
Okay. Right.
Who's done the Planet of the Apes movies? Now
he wrote the screenplay for Under Siege 2.
Oh, it's a good one. On a train? Are you kidding me?
And the pallbearer had David Schwimmer. It's a David Schwimmer film.
I don't have anything to say about that.
It's fair.
Yeah, okay. Well, he directed it.
He wrote and directed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I think he's great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the Apes films, you know. So, I mean, the guys who are doing Infinity War did You Mean Dupree. So, you know.
That's
true,
yeah.
You can obviously, you know,
yeah, no,
improve.
Co-creator of Felicity.
Sure. I didn't watch it.
No, it's okay.
I heard that when she cut her hair, people weren't happy, though. They were like,
that's true,
this isn't
yeah.
the Felicity I fell in love with.
That's right.
Yeah.
We had two seasons of that beautiful long-haired Felicity, and then it's a nightmare.
But, what do you think of that, though? Matt Reeves.
Yeah, great.
Like, he's not like a Chris Nolan or whatever, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, he's not that level of auteur.
That's true.
But
he did direct Cloverfield, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he did too, which is pretty solid.
And that's kind of, you know, that was fun and inventive. So,
yeah. Yep, I don't disagree. No, I think there are... considering how late in the day this is,
yep,
and how many and how badly this has kind of fallen apart.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good get.
Yeah, totally.
Like, that's a solid choice.
And yeah, in Planet of the Apes movies, he's going to demand good effects, I would imagine.
I would imagine
you can't you can't go
can
back.
Can you render that again?
They could bring in Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, they absolutely
finally.
Could. Yeah, totally. No, it's great. I think it's a good choice. I should also, we've got some Marvel news here. I just want to quickly point out that Doctor Strange this week, on the back of opening in Japan, outgrossed Man of Steel.
Is that good?
That's amazing. I mean, it's a Superman film against a character that nobody knew about a
year
ago.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're
like,
right.
That's that's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That really speaks to like how kind of the Marvel marketing and how well the universe is going in general. Because we both thought it was okay. I think you liked it less than me.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that it made more money than a Superman movie is fucking insane. Like, how is that possible?
But the Superman movies, do they have the... I've never really thought that Superman movies have the pull that anything else has.
Okay, yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, sure.
I love Superman, you love Superman.
Yeah.
But it's not...
But the movies have... well, for you in particular, you've never liked any of them, really.
I didn't mind Man of Steel.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Me neither. It's okay.
But the private... Yes. Yeah, but...
It really felt... If you listen to our commentary, you can feel the moment when we both drop off. But,
it's
yeah.
quite long.
Yeah.
But I don't think the public at large like Superman.
Yeah, you're probably right. Mm. But I think nobody knew Doctor Strange. But
that's
you think
true,
that
yeah.
maybe that worked for it, though? Because they were like, oh, this is a new character, as opposed to be like, Superman, ugh.
Yeah, I
boring.
Agree. Because you don't know what Doctor Strange's weaknesses are. Mm.
Being stabbed.
Being stabbed and driving a Lamborghini off a cliff. That's his weakness.
Who knew?
Yeah. Do you remember at the end of that, there's a little PSA and it says, remember not to text and drive because it's a real trouble. You know what? This guy texted and drove, and now he's the Sorcerer Supreme of the Earth Dimension, so...
I was going to say that's implied, but it's... Because it's not. It's the opposite lesson of that,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's right.
Smash your hands up, get a new gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, you don't know what his powers are, you don't know what his limitations are. It's an intriguing concept.
Yeah, yeah.
That you may or may not love. But Superman, you go... The public at large go in going...
Your mic's popping a bit. Do you want to turn it a little back?
Yeah.
Turn it just push it away from you a little bit. No, just like this, just sideways. Yeah,
oh,
man. Yeah,
okay.
That should work. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. I was going to say, like, the general public goes in going, what problems is Superman going to have? Is it going to be kryptonite again?
Is he going to cry?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, but you know what? That's also the opportunity to make a Superman movie where people go, oh, I haven't seen this version of Superman.
Correct, yeah.
Which I feel like Man of Steel was.
Yeah.
I don't think it resonated enough for then people to tell other people that, because I think a lot of people coming out of Doctor Strange going and telling other people, oh no, this is great. You should
that's
see
true,
it. It's
yeah.
fun. It's mm-hmm. got Sherlock in it. And
yeah. Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. He smashes his hands up.
That funny joke about Beyonce.
what a joke.
It had something else. What else was good in that? Something was good.
I liked the cloak. It was
cloak
good.
Was good. Yeah.
I liked the whip fight. I like when he fell through all the dimensions, he went in his own eye and then his fingers had arms
yeah mm,
but you great. Thought not enough of that.
No,
I like the way you beat the villain, the infinite loop time loop. Mm, yeah,
sure.
Anything you liked?
I like the joke that Mads Mikkelsen makes that's better in the trailer than it is in the movie.
Yes,
I like that. That was a good joke in the trailer but not in the movie itself.
Wasn't it just
yeah.
Michael Douglas is back for Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Nice.
No need for anything on that? Need
great.
A comment?
Sounds good.
Good.
Yeah. Quite young.
We don't know. Regular day Michael Douglas.
Sure,
definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think. Maybe he's just going to be some kind of mentor. I'd like to see him suit up.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. It's kind of that same thing as Pacific Rim. Remember where the guy couldn't Jaeger because he'd done too many Jaegers?
He'd done too many Jaegers, exactly. Yeah.
But, and Michael Douglas is on the same kind of spectrum where he can't really do it anymore because it's implied that he went mad
yeah.
and hit his wife maybe like Ooh. He did in the comics. But no, I'd like to see it so like he has to do it again. I think that would be cool.
That would be fun, yeah.
It'd be like the time also in Batman 66 where Alfred had to rescue Bruce Wayne in the Batman outfit. Do you remember that?
No.
And he's got his tweeded little moustache poking out from under the suit.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Oh, I do remember that now. Yeah, you're right.
What a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, great.
When are they going to bring... I've said this before and I said it on Twitter, at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. Bring back some of the 60s Batman villains.
I'm just going to unfollow you for that shameless plug, Mason. I'm not happy.
Bring back Milton Berle as Louis the Lilac. That's what I say. Bring back Egghead.
Bring him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I said, put Scrambled. Tattoo scrambled across his forehead. Then he's not your grandpappy's egghead, is he?
No, he's not. We also got an Iron Fist trailer. That's coming
up. Yeah, we did. Looks great.
Yeah, it does. I really hope it's good because I didn't love Luke Cage.
Yeah.
At all. Kind of. I like the character. I liked everybody in it for the most part, but that really kind of flattened out after three episodes.
But you know what? I think maybe one of the downfall of that a little bit was there were so many one-sided, samey fights.
Yeah, walking down a corridor and people are hitting him with
which initially in the trailer, super fun, but when there's, how many episodes was it? 12?
Yeah,
13. 13? Yeah. 13 episodes, it was a bit samey.
Yeah.
But this one...
Like the action in that wasn't great.
This martial arts stuff is looking real nice.
The best Luke Cage fight scene is in Jessica Jones.
Yeah, it is.
That bar fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So he goes, he tries to get back into the company. He just shows up and he's fisherman's pants or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm the CEO. And they kick him out and he beats up security guards or whatever. It's very Batman. It's very Doctor Strange. It's all those kind of mystical origins. You go to the Orient and you learn some magic powers or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's, I hope it's good. I'm well on board. And the Defenders at the moment is filming, which is good. What I also like about this is it's opening up magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, some iron fisting.
He ain't messing around with that iron fist,
he's certainly not.
Which is good because the Netflix series have been relatively effects-free. Like, not superhero-free because Jessica Jones, obviously, super strong. Luke Cage is in Daredevil's got the radar sense or whatever. Yeah. But just... I just want somebody punching the ground with a glowing fist and everything goes flying. That's what I want.
Yeah, man. I
want
to see a guy hit a car that's coming at him and it
flips over his head. Yes.
Can we please get that for once?
Yeah, God.
No, but that's pretty bloody, it's pretty bloody exciting. Also, I think we've got lined up. We're going to do an Iron Fist episode where we talk about some classic Iron Fist comics and stories over the next few weeks.
I'm looking forward to that. I've got a few in the tank.
Absolutely. I've been reading through. We've got some interesting ones that we want to get to. Now, Mason, for this next section, for this segment that we're doing, I'm fairly certain I'm going to get Ben to turn this into a YouTube video, so it has to be perfect. I don't want you to say anything too outlandish that he then has to animate or find an obscure picture of.
I'll say whatever I want. What are we talking about?
The Avengers Infinity War pre-production trailer that went out.
Oh, yes.
Did you get a bloody look in on that?
I got a look in on that.
So this is the way they do it now, I guess. It started on January 23rd, so it's going to be pretty much a year of filming. They're doing two back-to-back, Infinity War and then
Untitled Avengers Project.
Else. Yeah, but we do know that it is going to be a direct follow-up, so it's going to be May next year and then the following May. And there's going to be massive consequences for the universe, Mason. So this will be like a Things Missed.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What did you see? The secrets.
Tom Holland's not American at all.
That's right.
Hello. Well, I saw the Avengers. I saw the Avengers in the cinema with all my mates. And who knew? Then very shortly afterwards, I'd be in the Avengers and I'd be Spider-Man.
Did you notice his Hollywood hair?
Yeah.
He's got Hollywood hair now.
He's got Hollywood hair now, right?
It only takes a few months, doesn't it?
You get Hollywood hair. It's something in the water. Something in that LA water.
It must be.
Num, 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 num,
it's
num.
The water and the sunshine,
we should get
baby.
Some shipped down.
I think so. Mm-hmm. If you live in the area. Well, let's talk about Spider-Man, though, because there's a few...
Now I'm friends with Robert Downey Jr. and whoever was on my left. I can't remember.
Fuck off. That's Robert Downey Jr. But, yeah, so Spider-Man, you see... He's got motion capture gloves on under the suit.
Right.
You see it.
He was kind of keeping him hidden, but not really.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they said to do that deliberately.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Everything in this is incredibly planned.
Yeah, right.
But also, there was another behind the scenes video where he's asking Robert Downey Jr. questions. And this is before they kind of revealed that Spider-Man's in it. And he flips the camera around and you see Tom Holland's face. He's got his beautiful Hollywood hair. Mm-hmm. But he's also got all the mocap dots all over his face.
Okay.
Which has led people to believe that maybe this is the version of Spider-Man that gets the black suit because he goes to space.
Right, yeah,
because
okay.
in Secret Wars, is that
Secret
right?
Wars,
from
the 80s, original Secret Wars,
he gets the symbiote.
Yes, he does.
In the Spider-Man 3, it just drops from space and lands in a park that he's near.
And it's never explained where it came from. Are there aliens in that universe? I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I always assumed, because in that universe, it's all just misfits of science. I just assumed it was shot out of a cannon from some sort of lab.
Absolutely.
You know, as a prank, maybe?
Yeah, totally. Or even an experiment to be like, let's see what this does. Yeah.
Let's give this to some rando in a park. Everything will be, we'll have a whole bunch of fun, provided that guy doesn't have super strength.
The way I justified it, which you shouldn't because that's not a very good movie, is that I guess that symbiote had some kind of direction he was going, or it was going, and it was like, I'm going to latch onto the strongest thing in this universe.
Okay, sure.
And it's Spider-Man, so I maybe it wasn't an accident, or maybe someone just shot it out of a cannon.
Shot it out of a cannon. That's my theory.
Good, good. They're also talking about how this is the Infinity War is a combination of.
It was Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt was.
It was Chris Pratt, mm-hmm. And he wouldn't have said rude things. He's a lovely young man. He's got great Hollywood hair. They were saying that it's a combination of the 10 years of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because by the time this rolls around, Iron Man was 2008, and now this one's bloody whatever next year is. Isn't it weird to think the Avengers was 2012, and this will be 6 years after the Avengers? So the Avengers was closer to Iron Man than this is to the Avengers, the original Avengers. Does that make sense?
That is fun to think about. You're not wrong. God, time is funny, isn't it?
It certainly is. So Thanos.
Yeah,
we see a bit of concept art.
We see him and he's got a nice sleeveless tee on.
Absolutely. He does look a bit like Vin Diesel, doesn't he? He's got that kind of look. He should probably wear a hat. He looks a bit weird with his bald head.
Because he looks like a big purple egg.
Yeah, he sounds like a purple egg.
But he looks like a purple Twitter egg.
They were talking about...
The ultimate villain. Just somebody trolling you on Twitter.
They were talking about how...
He's had a reimagining.
Absolutely, yeah. They were talking about how since like pretty much day one, or since the Avengers, it's been...
More like Captain America, send.
Burn. Mm-hmm. But I think the first inkling of Thanos was in Thor, the original Thor. We see the Infinity Gauntlet. One of them.
Yes.
It's not the one that he actually has because they're left. There's two of them, the left and right-handed. And people have speculated since then that we're going to be getting Thanos. So they've said, oh, we know Thanos is coming and people know it's coming, so we want to introduce him in a way that kind of...
Do you think when they went past that treasure room in Thor, do you think they had any inkling they were going to do it from there?
No.
Or do you think they were just...
Because there's like the Eye of Agamotto. There's something else in there, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. No, I think you have the theory that they just threw a bunch in and just thought what
see
people
attached.
See what
people bit on, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, it's good, but it's not... And it's very 90s.
Yeah.
But that's probably not the most memorable storyline of that era until it's been, you know... so heavily promoted.
I've never properly read it. I've kind of skimmed it because it seems long. But I do like that moment where Captain America kind of faces up to Thanos and he's like, you're a bully and we're going to stop you. And then he just breaks his shield.
Right, yeah.
I love it. They said the reason also they did Civil War was because they wanted to make Thanos more of a challenge, even though he's the most powerful being in the whatever.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
And he has a device that gives him infinite power.
Sure, yeah. That... the idea was you break the Avengers apart in Civil War, so they're kind of more vulnerable, and you bring them back together for this movie. That's kind of the idea. And also we're going to see why he's the most dangerous kind of being in the galaxy.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Infinity Gauntlet. Because the actual, like, the clear reveal of him, which is in Guardians of the Galaxy, is just kind of like, here's a raisin sitting on a chair.
He's just tootling about on a flying chair.
There's no
dramatic reveal where he's like walking down a hallway and you hear his feet thunder down and you're like, this guy's so... He looked like a character from the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Like...
He just kind of floats across. And there's no even sense of scale because he's 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
But you don't get that because he's kind of... You see him kind of a distance.
He could be like... It's Baron Zemo's imaginary alien friend that only he can see.
Yeah,
the great Gazoo style.
But yeah, they are. And they also mentioned that the collector's probably, it looks like the collector's going to return.
In a
different, which is makes sense because he's tied to the Infinity Stones or whatever.
Mm.
Did you see
that? In the comic books, he's sort of one of the, you know, the most ancient beings in the universe and he has ultimate cosmic power and et cetera.
Yeah.
But in this, he's just...
By et cetera,
do
you mean weird hair?
So weird.
Yeah, such weird.
Yeah. But in the movie, he just seems to be some guy.
Yeah,
he's just a sad dude who collects stuff.
He's kind of got a library of stuff. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Do you see that there's a Tony Stark concept art where you see like his new suit?
It
looks like he's building another armory, perhaps. Because they also mentioned that he's kind of one of the only ones on Earth who knows this is coming. Because remember, he had that vision?
Yeah.
And that's why he made Ultron in the first place. And
Well, he should definitely build another arsenal of dangerous things because it went so well the last time. Did you see there was some Spider-Man concept art and there's a new version of his armor in that?
Yes. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's like the Centurion armor? No, what's that?
It looks a lot like Ultimate's armor, his original version, which was kind of clunkier.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. I think it's cool.
It is pretty
cool. You don't like it?
No, I do like it, all right?
Mason likes it, everybody.
Bloody like it, all right?
Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
And we also see the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to meet the Avengers,
we knew that was coming.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's kind of, it's good to get the confirmation. But speaking of the Ultimate Universe, one of the pieces of concept art we see Rocket Raccoon,
yep.
And we see Thor behind him, and Thor's hammer is not his traditional hammer. People are either theorizing that it's the Ultimate version, which is the current story arc, isn't it?
In Unworthy Thor, the comic book series Unworthy Thor, he can't use his original hammer, and Jane Foster is now the official Thor.
Yep.
So he's
Thor
attempting
for real.
Thank you. Yeah. And he's attempting to find the Ultimate Universe's Thor's hammer.
Because all the universes collided and whatever.
So he's trying to track that down. So you think maybe he's...
Well, that's either that or it's Yarnborn, the axe.
Yeah.
Because you don't see the end of it.
I think it might be because this would be a weird entry point to add parallel universes. Be like, P.S., this parallel universe you haven't seen before.
There's two hammers.
Yeah, there's two hammers.
But it must have some, whatever it is, must have some form of power because he's wearing the Thor suit. And the suit kind of is tied to the hammer in this universe. Because remember when he gets the hammer back,
I agree, but also...
Shut up.
Yeah, obviously. But I think I think he loses the use of the hammer...
In Ragnarok.
The suit stays.
Okay,
He lost his power... I think in Avengers when he holds the hammer aloft and he gets, he calls the lightning down and builds the suit around him. I think that once the suit's done, it's like a real physical thing.
I guess that's true, because in... The Dark World, when it goes into another dimension and the other side of the galaxy, his suit doesn't fall off.
Exactly. That would be very embarrassing. In the original Thor comic books, if he doesn't touch the hammer for 60 seconds, he turns back into Donald Blake. I think it would be better in this. It would be more realistic, certainly, in this movie. If he lost the hammer for 60 seconds, all his clothes fell off.
So he has to sleep spooning his hammer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fair enough.
But I get this. I'm imagined maybe he loses the hammer in Ragnarok.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now he's just sad.
He's a weakened version
with an axe.
Yeah, I mean, how sad could you be?
Ugh,
bloody hell! All right, well, that's what a great video this maybe was.
Do you want me to do more Tom Holland?
Sure. Just cap it. Bookend it.
Oh yeah.
Go.
Hello.
Freshen your drink. He has to get everyone's drinks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why do you think he's got the mocap? I reckon maybe it's web fists.
Oh, cool. Web fists would be great. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I glued my hands together, sir. Mr. Stark.
Maybe it's to stop him touching his hair. Touching his whole
hair. Maybe
it's
him to stop touching himself at night.
Perhaps. He's a young man. All right.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother. Or sales. I definitely prefer don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Next topic?
Yeah.
All right, Mason.
Yeah.
Big week for movies.
Yes.
50 Shades of Darker.
Oh, yeah.
Lego Batman. Mm-hmm. John Wick 2.
Yeah.
How many of those did we see?
Zero. Bloody goose egg, mate, because one of them we've got no interest in.
Yep.
And the remaining two...
are not out here.
Not out here yet. John Wick 2 is never coming out here. Apparently, to the best of my knowledge.
There is no release date for that, and Lego Batman's being saved for the school holidays.
Which, who knows when that is?
Who bloody knows? So what we thought we'd do this week in celebration of Keanu Reeves.
In all his glory.
Who I'm a big fan of.
Same.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. We thought we'd talk about the Keanu, like, we thought we'd do this every now and then, take an action star and just go through their movies. Some of the
just
best
pick them
the
off
worst.
One by one. Yep. Just take decades, their decades-long oeuvre, all the work that they've tried, worked so hard on and and bloody slaved away on, and just be like, good, bad, good, bad, hate it, no good, this guy sucks, see you later, who's next? That's what we're going to do.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Now, I thought of a rating system. Our normal rating system is best movie ever, worst movie ever.
Yeah.
But I thought if it's bad, we could say Keanu. And if it's good, we could say Keanu. Yes.
Great.
What do you think?
Keanu.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. It's great.
Great. Awesome. Do you want to do these chronologically?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay. So what would you say his first big breakout action movie is?
Interesting you say break.
Why is that interesting?
Is it Point Break or did he
say I think it's
that?
Point Break.
Okay, it's Point Break.
The ones I saw on his IMDb list I didn't recognize as action movies.
Right.
Yeah. I think Bill and Ted's was before, but that's not really an action movie.
No.
It's a great movie, but it's not a
When was the last time you saw Bill and Ted's though?
Not that long ago. I think they're both good. People say Bogus Journey isn't as good. I think they're both as good as each other.
I agree.
Yeah. For whatever that means.
Yeah, I kind of is the Bill and Ted 3, is that still on the slate? Yeah,
absolutely. He was on Graham Norton recently and he said the story revolves around they're now in their 50s.
Yeah.
And they still haven't written the song that's got to save the world. So it's got this mounting pressure.
Right. Yeah. Because the premise was always that they united all of humanity with
Wild Stallion's greatest hits or whatever. So so I guess they're still successful rock stars because they That's how Bogus Journey ends. They time travel and they learn how to play guitar and they come back and play a Kiss song.
What's Alex Winter been up to?
Not much, but he looks good. He looks
Yeah,
he looks in good shape. Yeah. So
He's busting out some zingers on Twitter too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Great. Good on him.
Latest bloody administration, you know what I mean?
Is he up against Piers Morgan?
Probably.
Isn't everybody?
Yeah. Point Break though. I only just recently saw this.
Yeah. Well, you've got a hot new take then.
Yeah.
So instead of watching John Wick 2, you watched Point Break some months ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Look, I wasn't on board until that guy gets a dog thrown at him.
Well, I don't remember that.
Somebody gets a dog. There's a chase sequence through a whole bunch of, like, beachfront residential property.
Okay.
And at one point the pursuer gets a dog hurled at them. You don't remember that?
Who's chasing who?
I don't know.
That's great. Now, Patrick Swayze was nearly 40 when the time this movie came out, but he's Bodie, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he Bodie?
Mm. And Keanu, he's certainly Grody.
He is. He's dead now, unfortunately. He's a dead man.
That's what I meant.
Oh, is that what you meant?
That's my code.
What's
for
Grody
dead?
Mean?
No, I don't know. Grody's just like gross. It's a surfer. It's surfer dude slang, man.
So he's a rotting corpse, which is quite Grody.
Very extremely Grody.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this movie's been, I think the reason this really got pushed into the public consciousness recently-ish, Hot Fuzz kind of brought it back in a big way.
Right, yeah.
There's a lot of references to Point Break in Hot Fuzz. He does the gun shooting into the air because he can't shoot what's his name and whatever. There's a theory in it that Bodie goes out and becomes one with the ocean at the end or something. He goes for one last surf and then he goes out and he either dies or he...
He definitely dies. I don't know, but... That's a big wave out there. And some atrocious Australian accents right at the end.
So what's the story again? So he has to go, he's the raddest.
Hello, welcome to Bell's Beach.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Bodie's the raddest dude there. They're surfer / extreme sportsman / bank robbers.
Yeah, that's right.
And they.
Because they want an endless summer, man.
Don't we
and
all?
And the way to fund an endless summer. He's not a series of part-time jobs that you tell your boss to stick it later on.
No.
He'd rob some banks.
In presidential masks.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they send in Keanu Reeves, mm-hmm. former football star.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, but he didn't have an injury, so
yeah, he's
Johnny Utah.
Former QB, Johnny
That's
Utah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then so he infiltrates the gang, learns to surf and be extreme. And,
yep.
But then maybe he gets too close to the case.
He has a tryst with Tank Girl at one point.
Oh, really? Is Tank Girl in this?
Yeah, Laurie Petty's in it.
I didn't know that. Okay, mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, is it good?
No.
Agreed.
Next. Look, it's...
it's good for the time.
Yeah. But even watching it at the time...
Was it boring?
A little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's never good, is it?
It wasn't, yeah. Because we hadn't reached that level of everything being extreme with a massive level of irony on top.
Right.
Like it was just extreme.
But don't you think that's a better version of extreme than somebody doing massive levels of irony extreme? Like
That is the eternal question, isn't it?
Because it's funnier. Because you're like, oh no, they think this is like...
You know what? Again... Somebody gets a dog thrown at him.
Yeah, good point.
You should Google that real quick.
All right.
You should look up Point Break dog throw.
I'll do it.
Okay, do it.
Also, Gary Busey's in it.
Or Nick Nolte.
No, it's definitely Gary Busey.
Okay, right, yeah.
There's a video here that says Keanu Reeves punts dog. So he gets thrown at him and then he... He drop kicks it.
Yeah, there you go.
He catches it and then he kicks it off the balcony.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm going to watch that again.
Jeez.
Somebody's done a remix. Yeah.
You know what?
Wow, he really puts the boot.
You know, in retrospect, now that I'm thinking about it, there is some... It is enjoyable in this, like, this unrelenting machismo kind of... Now, you mentioned Gary Busey.
Surfer.
Gary Busey's in it. He's facing off against John C. McGinley.
Oh, yeah.
The
right,
dog from Scrubs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just...
What a duo.
Yeah.
Man, what an era. Mm. Anyway, does Bram Stoker's Dracula count as an action
film? No, it's an action film. Absolutely
not. I don't
think
so either, yeah. Anyway, it's not that good, is it?
No.
Well, the next one, the big one, is Speed from 1994.
Yeah, right.
Which is a great movie.
When was the last time you saw it, though?
Not that long ago.
Oh, wait. I should have said Kia, yes.
To Point Break?
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to say Keanu because I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Speed. Yeah. I haven't seen it in a while, obviously, but that's kind of, that also does the unironic kind of tough guy, like cool speeches and awesome action before it became like self-aware and, you know, like Xander Cage winking at the camera. It takes itself so seriously and it's so funny and great for those reasons.
Do we still have movies that are unironic?
No, they don't exist.
Wow.
Oh, Resident Evil maybe?
Ooh.
I don't know what that was.
No, I feel they're winking at the camera as well.
Yeah.
Remember that one where the guy gets his head cut in half? Like, gets a like piece of glass through his head?
No, I feel like they're pooing right into the camera. That's
what
they're
fantastic.
Doing.
Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But when's the last time you saw Speed?
When it came out.
No shit.
Maybe.
You haven't seen Speed since.
I don't think so.
It's got a great sense of mounting tension. To be fair, it does once they're off the bus, it becomes less interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the bus.
Because how much speed can you achieve not on a bus?
Well, in the sequel, none.
None.
Because it's on a boat or whatever.
Yeah, I probably saw it at the cinema, and then I probably would have seen it first run on like free-to-air TV, like 2 years later
where it's an ad every 4 minutes.
And it was 2.5 hours long.
And they cut out all the swearing and whatever. Yeah, absolutely.
No dogs being punted at all.
No. But there's the bus jump, which they actually did. CGI removed the bridge, but they really flung a bus with a whole bunch of people in it. No one was in it as far as I know. Maybe the driver, I guess. I assume.
Nah, they can remote control it, can't they? Yeah.
But no,
they can remote a drone at a wedding.
Yes.
You can remote a bus over a fake bridge. You know?
But there's like amazing, so like even the way that there's a great, first of all, the opening sequence is great where he shoots Jeff Daniels.
Always great. Yeah, just seeing Jeff Daniels shot.
To stop Dennis Hopper, who's the mad bomber, who's a former bomb disposal guy.
Now, why has he gone mad?
Because all he got was a cheap watch and whatever.
Okay.
And he even uses his watch on the bomb. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Because Dennis Hopper uses a bomb and an elevator cable to get everybody's attention at the start.
That's right.
And they think he's been killed in the explosion.
Yeah.
Which if you rewatch that scene, he absolutely was. Because there's no way he got away in that time frame.
That is your unironic. See, we're talking about movies that have layers of irony and no irony. We recently watched XXX3. And a character is clearly atomized in an explosion right at the start and then comes back at the end.
Yes.
There's no irony there.
Absolutely not.
It wasn't like a ha-ha, as if like you can't get me, I'm explosion proof or whatever.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Dennis Hopper.
So the bomb on the bus, they have to keep it above 50. And
I know what the plot of speed
is. I know, I'm just telling
is.
Everybody who has it. But and even like when Keanu Reeves figures that out, and he's trying to get on the bus before it hits 50. And even that's a great sequence because you're like, you feel like he's going to make it.
Yeah. Huh?
But he doesn't.
Right.
And then he gets on and then they obviously have to keep pace and the brake lines. I mean, not the brake lines, the fuel line gets cut. So they're losing fuel. And if a woman tries to jump off and he blows the hole in the door or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They loop the footage.
It's
a classic loop the footage.
Yeah.
When do you think looping the footage died? Is it still around, looping the footage?
I think we still
camera?
See loop like variations on loop. Bond recently has looped the footage.
And I think, but nowadays, I guess now it's a very much an accepted trope.
Yeah.
Like back when they did Speed, there was a long explanation of how we're going to record some footage that already exists. Then we're going to loop it around. We're going to use editing techniques or whatever.
We're going to intercept a signal.
But now I guess you just show somebody plugging in a little box.
Yeah, exactly.
Into the
cameras flicker for a second and then. But I think there's variations on loop the footage. Like Mission Impossible will take like a photo of a stairwell and then put that in front of the camera.
Yeah, right.
Or like, do you remember that bit in 4 where they go in the Kremlin and they use that fake hallway? Yeah, remember the fake projection?
Remember the fake projected hallway.
So I think we've seen variations on loop the footage.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can just do straight up loop the footage and expect people to care these days.
New trend.
You know it,
Poop
mate.
The footage. Somebody work on that.
Yeah, please. And it's also the great line where Keanu Reeves kills Dennis Hopper.
I've killed you, Dennis Hopper, you bitch!
Where he takes his... Dennis Hopper's like, I'm smarter and I'm better than you and you're a real dummy. Keanu Reeves' character, Jack Speed. Jack?
Jack Speed.
I don't know what his name is.
And it's almost certainly Jack. I'm going to look it up.
It is, I think it is. And then he takes his head off and then Keanu Reeves says, yeah, but I'm taller.
That's pretty good.
Nothing wrong with that, mate.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. And then there's a pretty good model train crash with him and Sandra Bullock.
Oh, after the action's finished, they build model trains together and they crash them together. And then they laugh.
Yeah. But because remember, Dennis Hopper handcuffs Sandra Bullock to the train.
Yep. And his name's Jack Traven.
There we go.
Okay. You nailed it.
And then...
I was just thinking about that. There's an incredibly limited number of names you can give to an action hero.
Yeah, yeah.
That he's allowed to maintain his manliness.
Totally, yeah.
He can't be called Dale.
He can't be called Trevor Pittsburgh. Can he?
No.
Yeah.
Jack Pittsburgh, though.
Definitely,
see?
100%.
Easy.
Pittsburgh is an okay name
for
a hero. You're right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Anyway, it's a good movie. I think it's one of his best.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll hold up, though?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I think there's a good... I love the mounting tension. Mm-hmm. I love the line at the end where they're like, relationships shouldn't start because there's too much passion and they don't last or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It's the worst bit of the movie. And their relationship doesn't last.
Absolutely.
Because she's with, what's his name? The other guy in Speed 2.
Temuera Morrison.
No, he is in that. Willem Dafoe. No. What the hell's his name? Dunno.
No idea.
Anyway, she's with a different cop in Speed 2.
Oh, wow.
And that's about...
who looks quite similar?
Yeah. Oh, that was a very expensive failure, that movie, which I've never seen in entirety.
No, neither have I.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Speed 2, Cruise Control. But...
even Under Siege 2, which we spoke about earlier, has a faster vehicle in it.
You know it does, mate.
They did it the correct way. Bloody aircraft carrier.
Yep.
Or whatever it was. Yep. Battleship.
Yep.
Then train.
Did they have a sexy faster. Woman coming out of a cake in 2?
No, but there's a woman who uses her boobs to distract somebody, and then Steven Seagal kills them.
Great.
I assume with a neck break, that's, a knife to the back of the head.
That is the equivalent of going faster.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
In a big way. Yeah.
A woman dives into a cake. Jason Patrick is who you're
thinking of. That's who it is, yeah. And apparently he hated Sandra Bullock and she knew it. Whatever.
What?
See, I think Keanu...
where's he now?
Exactly.
I don't even know which one he is.
I think Keanu Reeves is smart in a lot of ways. Because
name all the ways he's smart.
Because if you look at the movies he's in, I've said this before, he's not necessarily the greatest actor, mm-hmm. but every now and then he picks something which is just fucking on point.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bill and Ted, Speed, we're going to go through them, and you're going to know them when we hit them.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
absolutely going to know the ones I'm talking about. This next one is... oh,
are you sure it's not sheer chance, though?
It could well, very well.
I've spoken about this.
Maybe he's the luckiest man in Hollywood.
Because there are people who are probably like Keanu Reeves who have similar acting...
Jason Patrick.
Exactly. Who have similar acting strengths and weaknesses who've just not been that great in the audition. They haven't got these particular ones and have not survived
yeah.
as long as Keanu Reeves has.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not saying he's bad. I like him and stuff.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is there are probably a hundred... not 100,000.
There's 100,000 Keanu Reeves types.
That's what
out
I'm talking
there, yeah.
about. That they've just slowly frittered away. You right, know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're probably right. Mm. 1990. Oh, Keanu. Yes, for Speed.
You're gonna Keanu yes Speed. Okay,
you're gonna
Keanu. I'll Keanu yes.
Okay, good. I appreciate it. 1995. Johnny Mnemonic.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
he's
agree.
Not on it.
No, I'm. I agree. There's a lot of crap in between. There's a lot of Keanu Reeves movies where he's sad and he does a serious role and he's with a girl and whatever. Mm. There's a lot of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
This isn't one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is set in the year 2021, isn't it? And he's a data carrier.
He's a data carrier, yeah.
What else happens?
What do you want to know? There's a cybernetic dolphin. Dolph Lundgren's an indestructible street preacher.
Yep.
There's a dude who's got a... monomolecular whip inside his thumb.
He eventually
cuts himself in half with it. Which, read the manual, man. If that's gonna happen.
If you're going to put it in your thumb,
yeah.
read the manual. Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah. There's, what is that? He's got 160 gigabytes that he can store in his head.
Oh, but how quaint.
How quaint.
160 gigabytes.
But they,
it's not that's an iPod classic.
I know, right? But they put in...
he's got a memory doubler.
Yes. So they put in 320.
Yeah.
Which means it's even more than...
more. It's even more dangerous.
Even more, and it's going to bleed into his regular memories and kill him.
Well, that's the thing. And also, in order to have this data capacity built in, he had to erase the memories of his childhood.
Oh, boo.
That's why, yeah, he's a conflicted man.
I bet he is.
It's kind of fun, this movie.
Yeah, no, it is. It's not good.
No.
But it's fun. There's also the bit where he goes on the internet.
Look, if you're going to watch this, if you only want to watch one bit, it's just him getting in there, going
surfing through virtual buildings.
Because that's what we thought the internet was going to be back in the day.
I don't think I ever thought that.
Oh.
It was like this in Hackers. It's that kind of like, you come across a locked door and there's a skeleton crossbow that's like,
yeah,
ha, ha, ha.
And then you have to knock on it with your data gloves and then you have to answer a riddle. That's how you hack into a computer. Yeah. But then... I feel that genuinely was the dream. People were like, you can go through virtual reality to get to all your files. And then
yeah.
after about a couple of months, people were like, can't I just let me click on it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to fly through my photos. Just it's let like, me click
like,
on it.
It's like Jurassic Park, where you've got to go through that system of virtual buildings to find the right folders to close yeah. the doors or whatever.
So inconvenient.
Yeah, I do kind of love a 90s interface.
Mm-hmm.
There's also that movie... what's the one where Sandra Bullock loses
the net?
The net.
The
That's
net.
Got a lot
the
of
net.
That as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And it was just erasing her driver's license and all sorts of stuff, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Because you don't want just somebody typing away.
Yeah, no.
See, that's the thing. Like, it's the Hollywood's interpretation of just computer use. Mm. It's always... Who's typing these days? Nobody's typing.
Nobody's typing. Everyone's clicking a mouse. Everyone's clicking and copying in a proxy.
I would love to see a hacking film. Maybe there's one. If anybody knows of one, a film that is predominantly about hacking, not hackers, but predominantly about hacking, where somebody hacks by just like... Click, click. Yes. Double clicks his mouse and he's like, all right, we got him. And now we wait for 5 hours for somebody to click on that email, that phishing attempt, and then input their password and then I'll just have it.
A lot of hacking is now...
I'm just going to do some hacking. I'm just going to find somebody's put a post-it note with their password in the bin. There it is. I've done the hacking, guys.
This is me. Done. There's a lot of like the way that you get into somebody's account and access them and create... you know, take out a phone in their name or whatever, you ring up their service provider, you pretend that they're them, and then you shut off their phone system, and that means you can get, and then they send, you're like, this is my new email, and then you've got access to everything.
Oh.
So it's a lot of hacking is now just going through people.
Social engineering, tricking
idiots. Mm-hmm. That's hacking these days, mate. Yeah. It's not flying through a virtual world wearing gloves and you're fighting a 3D pterodactyl or whatever the hell this is. Mm. Yeah. I wish it was.
Have you ever been hacked? You seem like somebody who'd been hacked.
No, I don't think so. No, maybe. Yeah, nothing severe as far as I know. Great. But yeah, please don't hack me if you're...
I'm going to hack you.
Not you. I know you can't. I'm talking to the listeners.
No, I can hack you.
Stay out of my bin. Stay out of my post-it note bin.
All right, fine.
All right? Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to say Kia, yes, even though it's not very good.
Because
it's kind of funny. But also watch it with somebody else. Watch it with somebody who'll appreciate it.
Watch it with somebody else. And have something else to do.
Yeah.
Here's your rule, phones hacking. On. Phones on, you can text. It's allowed. You can use the real internet, which is on your phone.
This one I haven't seen, but I suspect you may have.
Here we go.
1996 Chain Reaction.
It's been a very long time, but yes, I have seen that. What, I was going to rewatch it, but then something else came up.
Something better than Chain Reaction?
Look.
What is Chain Reaction?
It was a bloody... Hang on.
Was it a boy who's a genius or something?
No, it was a cool dude on a motorcycle.
Okay.
Something fusion reactor.
Okay. There was a lot of that in the 90s, wasn't there? Like the Saint, remember that? Val Kilmer and the woman from Back to the Future... The replacement Jennifer. She invented a form of fusion and whatever.
Mm.
And then the Russians were trying to get it, but the Saint could be anybody and anywhere.
Yeah, anyway, so Keanu Reeves was a cool guy.
Yep.
He was also like he was a lab tech kind of guy.
It's a sci-fi thriller, Mason.
Yeah, because of fusion. Anyway, they're all working together. They want to make a fusion reactor because it's 100% clean energy or whatever. And then I think the government, Keanu Reeves discovers the secret and then bloody the government comes after him.
I bet they do.
And he's on his motorcycle.
How does he feel about that?
He's all like, what?
What?
Yeah.
What? Is that him? What? What?
No.
That's my Keanu Reeves.
It's too much. No, it's too much enunciation.
What?
No, no.
I think I do a good Keanu Reeves.
Mm.
All right.
Look, it's forgettable.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Keanu.
All right. I don't think this one counts, but I put it in. I just wanted to be sure. 1997's The Devil's Advocate. It's not, is it? It's not an action movie.
It's not an action movie at all.
I mean, he fights the devil.
Yeah.
Who's maybe his father? I don't remember.
No, it's definitely his father.
I don't think I've ever seen the end of it. I've watched the three quarters of that movie like four times.
Okay, so the end of that movie. So the premise is that Keanu Reeves is a southern lawyer.
What? Is that him?
He's a little out of his depth.
Sure.
As an actor, acting as a southern lawyer.
A lot of these movies that we've skipped, he's a little out of his depth.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
And then...
Al Pacino
shows up.
Hoo-wah!
Thank you.
Hell!
Great.
Thank you. He's the devil.
Who are I'm the devil. And then he's like, hey, come to work for me and we'll win all these cases because I'm the best and maybe I'm the devil. Turns out he is the devil. And then Keanu Reeves... rejects his... He's like, I reject all this and I regret it and I'm sad and what have you. And then time reverses itself and then he ends up back in the place where they first met. And he's like, I'm still just a regular southern lawyer. So everything's fine.
So Keanu Reeves doesn't know that it's been reversed?
I can't remember.
So did the
devil... We can edit this out.
No, I mean, like, did the devil catch him in a time loop? Or did Keanu Reeves win?
No, Keanu Reeves won.
And reverse time.
Yes.
Is this a Bill and Ted sequel?
Yeah, it's the one we've always wanted.
Okay.
Bill and Ted 3 is actually going to be Bill and Ted 4.
Does the devil know that time is reversed? And can he have another crack at
it? Well, he's not reversed. It's, I think it's implied that all the events of the movie never were.
Okay.
Because he compromises his principle and his principles and he's a bad guy and all this sort of stuff. And then he regrets it. And then he's like, I reject your ideology, what have you. And then it's all made.
So he's Damien, the devil's son.
No, he doesn't actually have any powers though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, sounds crap. anyway, it's not an action
Pacino,
movie.
Pacino, in my opinion.
This is a big one. Mm-hmm. 1999's The Matrix.
Never heard of it.
I feel like this one is, it's its own episode.
Yeah.
Like the Matrix films.
I think we've talked The Matrix to death,
I feel. Yeah, but I don't think we've done an actual episode, but I think we should maybe save it.
Yeah, I think
for
so
when
too.
They announce a Matrix sequel, which they will.
Yeah.
Don't think it's not coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, Kia, yes.
Yep.
For the first one.
And then Lawrence Fishburne. Wait.
And then Carrie Ann Loss for the last one.
There we go. Very good.
We've done it. Mm-hmm. So that's Reloaded Revolutions. Good action in most of them, but really falls off a cliff. We're going to go to...
You know what? Keanu Reeves shoots himself at the end of the Devil's Advocate.
Okay, so he doesn't...
And then time reverses.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. Good on him, mate. Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Constantine.
Yeah.
2005's Constantine. A bit of a hidden gem, I'll say.
I agree.
It's a bit of a fun time.
Yeah.
If you're going in expecting British blonde John Constantine having a quip and being a British gent, hello, and all that, this is not that. It's barely Constantine, but it's kind of great.
I like it. Yeah. It's better than the TV series.
Probably.
It's much better.
He fights a
that 20 minutes that I watched.
He fights a monster made of fish and crabs.
Yeah.
So there's a great scene at the start where he fills the sprinklers with, what is it?
Holy water.
Mm-hmm. And then opens and then turns them on and then he just shotguns a room of demons.
Yeah.
And he also fights Gavin Rossdale
from Bush
for some reason.
Yep.
Shia LaBeouf sees Cabby.
Yep.
Yeah, which is, and he's like, I'm going to be like you, John Constantine.
Mm.
Me and you are going to fight the devil together.
And this is before they felt the need to guarantee this was going to be part of a franchise and have a sequel and tie into a large universe. And I think they were, and I don't know.
There is kind of the implication of a sequel. Because at the end, the devil takes away his lung cancer. Because he's dying. That's why he's dying for this movie.
Yeah.
And then he's chewing gum at the end.
That's right, yeah.
And he also, he makes the ultimate sacrifice, so he's going to go to heaven.
Mm.
And the devil's like, I don't know, I disapprove. I'm the guy from Fargo. What's his name? I'm generic Eastern European accent man who's in everything. And Keanu Reeves gives him the bird as he's off to heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
What else in that movie? I don't think I've seen it. Maybe it's not great. I haven't seen
it. No, it is great. I haven't
seen it since we saw it. Yeah.
I have seen it since then.
Okay, cool.
I like it a lot.
Good creature effects.
Pretty good.
Yep.
The devil looks great.
The devil. Well,
he's got the white suit and the bleeding feet at all times.
And it's because you don't see the devil. Like there's all this talk of the devil and then he just kind of rocks up and he's just like a smooth looking guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that guy's name?
Gavin Rossdale from Bush.
I don't think it is.
No.
He's in bloody everything. He's the Russian in Armageddon. Peter Stormare.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah.
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 Did you Google that Russian who's in everything?
Yeah, I did.
Because that's bloody Vladimir Putin putting his bloody fingers in every pie.
The web of intrigue
and
lies. What do we got? Oh, Rachel Weisz is in that. That's
right. Yeah, she is, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot.
She's also in Chain Reaction.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Teamed up again. Reteamed. The dream team.
What else? And also bloody, what's his name's in it? What's his name? Tilda Swinton's in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because she's an angel, an angel who... then betrays John Constantine.
It's an all-star cast.
Boy, is it.
Mm.
Anyway, I think it might be worth a look. It might be terrible. If you love Constantine, it's not that exactly. But there's some.
But I think there's enough elements to it.
Okay.
I feel that it is... It's like the first Iron Man movie.
Mm.
There's enough... I mean, I say that, but I'm not the biggest fan of Hellblazer or Constantine just generally.
Disagree. You're the biggest fan, but go on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I think there are enough elements... You can't shoehorn in 30 years of... one character's history into 2 hours. It just doesn't work. So take some of the elements. There's a Garth Ennis storyline where he does get cancer and he has to, you know, how's he going to get out of this one kind of thing.
That's right. Cause a big point of this story is the reason why he's doing good things is because he wants to go to heaven.
Yeah.
But also the people in heaven know that he's just doing it to get into heaven.
Yeah.
So
they're
like, no,
no, right.
It doesn't count until he does make an actual sacrifice at the end.
Yeah. Right.
So it's kind of implied that he's only doing this stuff for his own purpose.
Yeah. And that element worked for me.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And there's the bit where he shotguns all the demons covered in holy water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty good.
I think if you like kind of like Blade, it's kind of in that kind of camp, I would say.
Yeah.
I would even say it's better than Blade.
I haven't watched Blade in a long time. It cannot have aged well, Blade.
Great. What do you want to know what's next? Because I can tell. Oh, Kia, yes. Big Kia, yes.
Kia, yes. That one, me too.
Street Kings.
Wait, I was going to say that's the one I watched.
You watched Street Kings?
I watched Street Kings.
Have you seen it before?
No, this is my first time.
It's kind of Training Day light, right?
Yeah, but I quite liked it.
I don't really remember it, but I remember enjoying it.
It has a weirdly all-star cast. It's got Forest Whitaker.
Great.
It has Hugh Laurie doing his unplaceable American accent.
Don't like it.
It's no good, right?
Yeah.
Chris Evans is in it. As one of the cops.
Ah, okay.
Cedric the Entertainer's in it.
Perfect.
Coleman has snuck in again, as usual.
Terry Crews and Naomi Harris.
Terry Crews is in it.
Jay Moore?
Yeah, Jay Moore's in it.
Aiden from Sex and the City?
Yeah, they're all in it. Wow. Terry Crews, before he became the most swole man in Hollywood.
Yes.
He's quite... But anyway, it's
so big.
Yeah, it is kind of Training Day light. The action's pretty solid. I think reviews with this were kind of mixed, but it's kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
I think Keanu Reeves works really well in this. There's an opening scene, though. In the opening scene...
So he's the new cop and they're kind of corrupting him or trying to?
No. He's got on the radar of internal affairs kind of thing.
Is he a bad bloke?
He's not the greatest bloke. Okay. He gets the job done, but sometimes he bends a rule. So So in the opening sequence...
Directed by David Ayer.
Yeah. Who's known of course, 2008 Street Kings, but also Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So in the opening sequence, you don't know he's a cop initially, so it's kind of funny because he wakes up fully clothed and he's got a gun under his pillow kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then he goes out late at night to, he drives to a parking lot where there is these two Korean gangsters and he's who wanted to buy a machine gun off him. And he opens the trunk of his car and it's like a heavy machine gun, like a Browning kind of...
Oh, and they're like, this is too big or something?
Yeah, they're like, oh, we wanted like... They clearly wanted like an AK-47 or whatever. Yeah. And so he goes super racist at him and they beat... Like, it's uncomfortable. And then they beat him up and they steal his car and they take it to their hideout. But he's put a GPS in the car.
Right.
So he can track it down because what apparently happened is they kidnapped two women.
Oh.
And he needed to find them. So
it's it's a long con.
Yeah, it's a long con. So he goes in there and he shoots them all because he's like, he just goes in, he shoots one of them on the toilet and he shoots one of them.
So there's no like, put your hands up.
No.
He just kills them
but
all.
But in the wrap up, he's like, I came and I introduced myself as a police officer then I returned fire or whatever. But he just goes in and he shoots
them. But he's
them
like, all. I'm not going to court.
Exactly. So he's kind of, he's doing it for the right reasons, but he's kind of a bad egg and he kind of gets on the...
Yeah.
But it is a good scene. But on the other hand, I'm like, couldn't you have just put a tracker in an AK-47 and just sold it to him?
And not get beat up.
Not get beat up.
Well, right? It was 2008. How big were trackers?
I don't know. Probably huge.
Yeah.
When did Gran Torino come out?
I want to say 2009.
Was that the era when Hollywood got out all their racism towards Asian people?
But it was okay because there was a message in it probably, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to say
Gran Torino was 2008, same year. There you go.
That's unfortunate.
I'm going to say Kia, yes.
But it's okay because now nobody in Hollywood's racist anymore.
Clint Eastwood put a cap on it, didn't he? Yeah. No, from memory, a Kia, yes. It's got a 36% on Rotten Tomatoes, but I don't think it's. I don't remember disliking it at all.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, not fun.
I mean, you know, it's a bit racist, if we're honest. 2008 was... This isn't an action film, really. It is. The Day the Earth Stood Still, where he's Klaatu. Have you ever seen that?
No, but I've seen the original.
It's piss poor, man.
Yeah, right.
It's no good.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the original also... I know it's a classic. I bet it's also piss poor.
Yeah.
I bet they're both piss poor for different reasons.
Mm.
He's an alien.
Pretty good.
He saves the world at the end, even though he shouldn't.
What is the action beat in this movie?
There's an explosion. I think he gets shot at some point.
Great.
I don't know. I don't really remember. It's no good. We're getting up to the modern day, though.
Ooh.
2013, there was two movies he did, both martial arts focused. One he directed called Man of Tai Chi, which has a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. I haven't seen it, but apparently it's okay.
I don't even know that. Didn't even know that existed.
Write it
Man
down.
Of Tai Chi.
Man of Tai Chi, yeah.
Is it like a Tai Chi workout video?
Yes, it is, yes.
Huh.
It's mostly about getting your knees high and your fists up, Mason.
Ooh.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Somebody let us know.
Yeah, please. If you've
Things that I want to know from this episode. A good hacking film.
Man of Tai Chi.
Man of Tai Chi.
At Wikipedia Brown. Thank you. At if you Mr. could. Sunday Movies. But last night, I actually watched 2013's 47 Ronin.
I was going to say, that's the only other one.
It's that movie had a budget of $175 million and made like 60 or something like that. It looks very expensive, but also it's got monster CGI monsters and whatever.
Does it look expensive but weird and glossy and unrealistic?
Yeah, it is. It's a bit of a combination of that. I'd imagine a lot of that is location and going over budget. They kicked the director at one point, so he was
in his head.
Yeah, so he had a real trouble finishing the movie.
Yeah,
but he had
and reading after that as well. So,
but it's like, because when I message you, I'm like, it's no good. It's bad, and it didn't do well critically or commercially. But it's fine.
What's it about, though?
Okay, so it's about, they call him a half-breed. So maybe there was a bit of racism, residual racism.
Where's
for 2000.
Where's Keanu Reeves from?
I think he might
be. Is he Hawaiian?
He might be Hawaiian, yeah. Or might be quarter Hawaiian. I'm not sure exactly, yeah. But anyway, he's, as a kid, he turns up in the woods in Japan. And they're like, this guy's a demon. He's got the mark of a demon on his head or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So they raise him, even though they're like, you're a half-breed and we hate you and you come from demons. You can never be a samurai.
Sounds like a bad childhood, if you ask me.
Agreed. And all he wants to be is a samurai.
Ooh.
He wants to be the last samurai or just a samurai.
Just a samurai.
So there's a witch comes into town.
Ooh,
and
intriguing.
She's in a different
kingdom. Is it Rachel Weisz again?
No, it's all Japanese cast.
Oh.
And Keanu Reeves. Wherever he's from.
Is this a Great Wall kind of situation?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. But I know 47 Ronin is like a Japanese kind of folktale. I think it's actually, it might even be based loosely on a real event. It may very well be. I think it is.
You say all those things, but maybe it's a manga.
I think it's a 47 Ronin real? Question mark? It was popularized.
Hello.
But it looks to be based on a real thing.
Ooh.
That's a legend. So, and the site and the graves, spoiler alert, of these 47 samurai, you can visit it now. You can go and.
It's not really a spoiler. I mean, we probably figured they were dead by
sure,
now.
Sure. But, so
do we see all 47 Ronin?
You do.
Oh,
yeah.
So they all have a personality.
Nah. Oh, yeah, some. There's a roly poly one.
There's a space one. There's a grappling hook one. There's a karate chop one.
There's one that doesn't trust him. And
there's
whatever.
One that can cut his hair.
So there's a bit where Keanu Reeves gets beaten with sticks because there's a tournament and the warrior from his town gets poisoned by the witch. So he puts on the armor and he goes to fight. So he fights this giant. Who later that you find out that the armor might be empty because it explodes and there's nothing in it, which is I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That could have been something. But
so this is a magical. This is Earth. But it's a magical.
It's a magical
Japan.
Earth. So anyway, they got to save their princess because their leader's been killed and the princess has to marry this evil guy who's working for a witch who's really a flying dragon.
Oh yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Ah.
And so they got to assemble the 47 Ronin and they need swords. Mm-hmm. So instead of going to a sword maker, Keanu Reeves takes them back to where he's from because he's from the land of monsters, which is basically men who the top half of their head is a bird. And then,
why isn't the top half of him a bird then?
Because he was abandoned in the woods because his mum was Japanese and his father was an English sailor.
Oh.
And you leave your
kid. Was either one of those a bird?
No.
Okay.
But he also learnt a little bit of magic, and by that I mean he can kind of move a little bit quicker. And he uses that twice in the entire movie.
Nice.
Once to kill a dragon and once to get a sword. And anyway, so and they're also instructed by the emperor, don't get revenge on the bad guy who killed you, poisoned your leader or whatever. But they do get revenge. They kill everybody. And then they have to 47 Ronin themselves. Seppuku at the end. So everybody. Except for one guy, they're like one of the soldiers they pick out and they go, you're the son of a great samurai who's about to kill himself. Your bloodline should continue, so you're free.
Oh.
So everybody else has to kill themselves.
Jeez.
But I'd imagine everyone else would have been like, hey, I'm the last of my bloodline. Like, bloodline, all right? Keanu Reeves doesn't have a family. Mm. So, but he's also in love with the Japanese princess. But then he's like, I'll find you in the next lifetime. Spoiler alert.
Oh, I was going to say, was there a post-credit sequence where the game was on?
No.
And he just arrives in the modern day and he's like, all right.
No, it's done. Anyway, I'm still going to say Keanu, unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah, it's not great, but it's not terrible.
Look, based on your retelling, which might be bad, I'm going to say Keanu as well.
Okay, good. And the last one is John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to at least. It's good.
Keanu, it is good. Yeah. Yeah. And that's on all the bloody Netflixes and whatever. So if you get a chance.
Get into it,
mate. It's good.
Any other?
And we'd love to give an opinion on John Wick 2.
We'll let you know when it comes out on TV here or whatever.
Or when we steal it off the internet,
yes,
more likely.
Realistically, yeah. Any other of note? I think I got most of them.
Have you seen this movie, The Neon Demon? I haven't seen it yet, but he's in that.
Yeah, it's got it's the guy who did Drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
No.
I hear it's brutal. But they say that, but in his last one, somebody gets their hands cut off. So.
You don't see it. I watched that scene.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the movie. I just watched that bit where Ryan Gosling gets his hands cut off.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Great.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Great.
We talked about all the Keanu Reeves movies. Okay, here's a wrap up. What do you reckon about Keanu Reeves as an action star?
He's great. You know why? He puts his bloody back into it. He's 52. He trains.
Is he really?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
He trains.
How much of the Hollywood martial arts do you think he has retained?
Well, you see, there's training videos of him for John Wick where he's doing like Gun Fu or whatever.
Kung Pao.
Kung Pao.
He's doing Kung Pao into
Kung
the fist.
Kung Pao and Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think maybe, you know, I mean, I remember seeing an interview with Matt Damon where they asked like, hey, you got trained to do the Jason Bourne fights. Do you carry that over? And he's like, oh no, for a very specific moment in time, I could do a very specific fight sequence.
Yeah, right.
But I can't actually do any like actual moves. But I think Keanu Reeves also, he has a bit of a background in martial arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as I know.
I saw him on a Jay Leno or Conan or something like that.
And Did he kick Jay Leno in his big face?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. But he was like, if I'm in a, like if somebody came at me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're trying to sort of stop 6 inches before anybody's face.
Yeah.
If he was like, if anybody came at me, I could legitimately defend myself and then I would run. Like, I'd get to a point where I could get out of this and then I would just take off.
Okay, so, cool. Mm. I respect that.
Me too.
We should come at him.
Yeah, right?
And then when
just
he
see what happens.
You go at him and then when he runs off, I'm waiting.
Yeah. You got a brick and a bat. Didn't see that coming, did you, Keanu?
But all in all, I think he's good, man.
Mm.
I think also he knows his limits.
Mm-hmm.
He's very weirdly charismatic. There was a lot of time where, like, for years people were like, he's a plank of wood and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's why he was so appealing, because you can kind of project emotions onto
him. That's true, yeah.
But you see him in an interview, he's pretty affable. He's had some pretty tragic stuff happen to him in his life, like, which I don't know the exact details on, but I'm not going to elaborate, but you can look that up if you want.
Did he bloody meet you?
Hey, come on, mate. Here's up. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, in general, a big Ki-yes.
Even
though he's done a lot of garbage.
I think when we do another one of these, our rating system should still be Ki-yes and Keanu.
No problem. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to do it.
Can't wait to see what Schwarzenegger gets. Ki-yes, probably.
On the whole, until you hit like mid to late 90s.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. All right. You know what it's time for then?
What's it time for?
What are we reading?
Oh, what are we going to read? It's that famous segment. Then we do a theme.
You know it.
Put it in now.
Yeah, well.
Okay, cool, man.
I'm doing the theme. What are we reading today? I watched Legion.
I haven't watched that yet. So this is the new, is this Fox?
Who's put this out? Yeah, but it's by the people who did the Fargo TV series.
Okay. One episode's out, right?
Just one?
Okay.
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Okay, don't.
I bloody loved it, though.
Did you really?
I really liked it.
What's good about it?
It's not just an X-Men film.
Grace.
It's really...
It's what we've always wanted. Something that isn't an X-Men film, but has the X-Men in it.
Without spoiling anything, it's very well acted. I like the setting's really unique. Like, halfway through, you're like, what is going on? And it all... There's not, like, things set up for the future where you're like, yo, you're never going to answer this. It answers a lot of questions.
Okay.
And it makes a lot. It makes sense. It is obviously linked to the X-Men. I don't know whether the X-Men universe. I don't think it will be. It shouldn't be. It feels very different. But
is his patronage revealed? Do we know that? Because in the comic books, he's the son of Professor X.
I don't. Do you
want can't me to say. No. Don't spoil it. Okay. Okay. Here's a question for you. You can say, spoiler. Don't spoil. In the comic books, he has multiple personalities and each one has a different power.
Right.
Is that the case in this?
I didn't. It could be a factor. Yeah.
Okay, right.
But it's not something that they really heavily press in
this. Because recently we've had Split.
Of course.
The James McAvoy or possibly Ewan McGregor film in which he has multiple personalities.
There's too many, doesn't he?
Mm,
yeah. Have you seen that yet?
No.
Yeah. That's right, because I spoiled the ending.
Why would I see it anyway? There's no way I'd see it.
It's okay, man. It's
okay,
all right.
But this is intriguing. How's this? Does he have crazy Legion hair? He doesn't. He just has regular
hair.
He has
a variety of hairs depending on the era that he's in.
Okay.
But no, it's got a really good cast. It's
what?
Look, man, I think you'll really like it. I think you'll really like it, yeah.
Cool, man.
We'll talk about it maybe when you've seen it. What do you read?
Is it a limited? Is it a
I think it might be 8 or 10 or something. I can look it up for you while you're telling me what you're going to read.
What I read this week, I actually read I believe it was a Kickstarter comic book a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Gail Simone,
yep.
who's done Nightwing and Secret Six and bloody Birds of Prey and that sort of stuff.
Disagree, but go on.
Okay, but it's called Leaving Megalopolis, mm-hmm. and it's kind of it's very much in the vein of Irredeemable, Michael Okay. Irredeemable, which we're both a big fan of.
Yeah.
So basically, it's set in this city called Megalopolis, which was formerly the safest city in America because there were so many superheroes in it.
Okay.
But then this sinkhole opens up in the city and this gigantic monster-type creature, like this Cthulhu-esque monster, comes out and they all team up to defeat it. But afterwards, they all become like bloodthirsty lunatics.
Okay.
And so they have set their sights on killing everybody in the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's like a military cordon around the city. And the story is set around like a group of survivors trying to make their way out of the city.
That sounds great.
It's fun.
Has it just started?
This is from 2012, but there's a new there's a sequel coming out that's out now.
What's it called, sorry?
Leaving Megalopolis.
I will read that.
And so there's a sequel called Surviving Megalopolis where a different team has to go back in to rescue somebody.
Oh, sounds so dangerous.
Yeah.
Sounds intrigue.
It's fun.
Color me intriguing.
Yeah, and it's
all right.
Real fun.
I'll check it out.
What else have I bloody read anything else, buddy?
You don't have to have read anything.
Are you still on Riverdale? What are you doing with Riverdale?
Yeah, I'm up to date.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's probably, like, it's, you know, it is what it is. It's Dawson's Creek, it's the OC, it's all those.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Hang on.
It's Jughead.
Yeah, isn't it Jughead? Bloody, it's so bloody Jughead. I'm just going to just bloody check my Comixology, see if I've read anything else.
I don't mind.
Okay, good.
I actually reread, this week I read Black Mirror. The, what's his name? Dick Grayson is Batman.
Oh, yeah, sure. Totally. Have you ever read that? Yeah. No, I have not.
You should totally read it. It's great.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Also, I read a bunch of stuff which I talked about on Serious Issues, so.
Oh, yeah. And you got more good stuff than
that. I don't know what the ratio is, but a lot of it I enjoyed. At least three, I'd say, I really enjoyed. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Something I did read as well. This is the new Valiant universe. There's a series called Divinity 3, which is out now. Well, I have not read that yet.
It's great.
But I read Divinity 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to I'm gonna
run. Did you like it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, then you'll like the one.
So it's essentially about a group of cosmonauts that were specially selected to go out into the universe, go on a lifelong mission into space to explore the far reaches of the universe. Something happens to them.
Yep.
And then one of them comes back as sort of this divine godlike being. It's real, real, real cool.
A Cthulhu type?
No, just a regular.
Just a
regular godlike kind of guy, yeah. Yeah, pretty good.
Good stuff. Yeah. Are you ready for the next segment
then?
Yeah,
it's letters. So we're going to do a letters theme.
It always is, isn't it? It always is. Letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters,
they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters. So there's a little option here that's just appeared on my YouTube app and it says, save this video offline for later. Should I do that? Because I play this off my phone every week from YouTube.
You do.
Should I save it or should I keep the challenge?
Is it actually going to save the video or is it just going to save the link?
Oh, let's find out. Download this video.
Wow. Well, that's your call, mate.
Nah, not now.
Email in, listeners.
If you have an opinion on this weird thing that we do,
if you do have an opinion about the show, or if you have a question, if you email weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Mason is a crawling through the emails.
Been crawling through the emails.
He's finding weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Also, if you hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter, also pick out a couple of tweets. Do you want to do the letter first?
Here's the letter. This is from Gary Roper, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Gary Roper. Thanks for emailing, Gary.
We appreciate it, Gary.
Gun to your head, gun to your balls.
Okay, I like that, it.
That's the challenge. What superhero would you cast Keanu Reeves in a comic book movie?
He was going to be Plastic Man at one point.
What?
Yeah, that was the thing that was going to happen.
Doesn't work for me at all.
I don't know anything about Plastic Man, so I'm going to say it does work. Kia yes.
Yeah.
A big Kia yes from this fella.
Now, Gary says not the best actor, but in good shape for 52 years old.
You know he
is. Agreed. If I had to, my suggestion, Nemesis, it says.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, okay.
Even the cop, he could be the cop in Nemesis.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I wonder if you put him in an Image comic or something, or a Valiant, as opposed to like you make him a Green Lantern or a whatever. Yeah, what do you reckon?
I reckon 20 years ago he could have been Nightwing.
That's absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And now he could be old Nightwing.
Old Nightwing. He's older than Batman Nightwing.
Yeah, right. Inexplicably.
Though he kind of looks younger than Ben Affleck in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if, who would you cast him in the
Constantine
the
again.
Universe?
Yeah. Bring him back as Constantine.
Bring him back. All right. No, I wouldn't hate that.
Neither would I. That'd be great.
We're supposed to be getting Dark Avengers at some point, aren't we? That's just been on and off
Justice
the
League Dark?
Justice League Dark. I didn't say Dark Avengers, everybody. Just so we're clear.
You definitely didn't.
But, I would not be upset.
He suits that universe better than the TV version.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. It's gritty enough. He fights a big crab fish monster man, doesn't
that's
he?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Who else? Who else could he be? What about a Mr. Fantastic?
No.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because he's dumb. He's a big old dummy.
Yeah, okay. So
put some techno babble in his mouth.
Yeah, you're right.
Roll that around in your brain, see how that feels.
He looks like him.
All right.
He's about the right age.
You just want him to do stretchy stuff.
I do, if I'm honest.
Let's have him be elongated, man. Let's have him be bloody...
Now we're talking, mate.
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe...
Flat Man from the Great Lakes Adventures.
Flat Stanley. Wait. From the kids' book series.
Yeah. Maybe he's not Flat Man. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Maybe Alan Scott. Maybe the first Green Lantern.
Okay, sure.
It'll work. He's old.
Yeah, yeah.
We say old. 52 is not old.
That's right. Especially not in Hollywood years. I feel like also on the back of John Wick, maybe the old superhero studios will come a knocking.
Yeah, maybe.
What about a Bloodshot?
No, it wouldn't work. You know Bloodshot's too bulky.
Yeah, fair enough. But there's different versions of him, but yeah, fair enough. Okay. What about Hawkman?
Turok Dinosaur Hunter.
Disagree. Yeah. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Caveman? Is he kind of a caveman looking dude? Or is Turok in the modern day?
He's in the modern day, yeah.
Okay.
He's a Native American man.
All right, fair. Yeah. Well, then maybe Keanu Reeves is also that. He's like got that Johnny Depp kind of thing. I'm like, where
he's ethnically ambiguous, yeah.
That's right.
Look, we've given everybody some great options there. You know what? Let's just make him Shazam.
Done.
Because we don't have a Shazam yet.
I'm just seeing what people... Some people have... There's like a Tony Stark.
Nah.
You don't think you could do a Tony Stark techno babble again, I guess.
Yeah. You could make him Shazam... And then, because there's enough footage of him to youthify him.
Yeah.
So you can make him like a teen Billy Batson or like a Billy Batson in his early 20s, maybe.
Okay, sure.
And then when he Shazams and he's Captain Marvel.
Do you think there's...
Regular era Keanu. 52 era Keanu.
Do you think there's any point in his life where he could have been Superman? Where he could have made a good Superman?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more a hair issue than anything else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's it, if you say so, mate. Mm-hmm. I think that's a question's done, isn't it?
I think so.
All right.
We definitively answered the question.
What about Deathstroke or Deadshot if you got rid of Will Smith?
No.
No?
No, nope, don't like it.
Either. You don't think he'd be a good Deathstroke?
Needs more bulk.
You could do the sword play.
Needs more bulk, though.
Yeah, he could bulk.
All right. Yeah. No, I don't know.
I'm happy with the Deathstroke casting anyway.
Yeah, same.
But yeah. Okay. This is a tweet. Tweet. I did it. Should I edit that out?
No.
Which I live in shame.
Yeah, live in shame.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
This is from Metal Eugenio.
So Metal Eugenio.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter. Which superhero has the best supporting cast? Like parents, friends, girlfriend, etc.
Yep.
So Spider-Man or Batman, I guess?
It's Batman.
More than Spider-Man, he's got a good supporting cast.
I like Batman's supporting cast because he's always like, I work alone, but there's like 40
he's
of
got
them.
So many people.
So many. He's got an international
Yeah. He's got
network.
Like a, he's got like a garage full of helpers now and tech dudes and whatever. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But every now and then, maybe he'll just go back to just him.
What do you think about the Flarrowverse? Those guys. Who has the most annoying team and who has the least annoying team?
You know what? If you swapped them out, I probably wouldn't notice immediately.
There you go.
It would take
me
a bit to be like, was it Cisco in the other?
Right.
I like the Flashes. Probably the Flash.
Okay.
I kind of like his team. Who do you like?
I think I like Arrow's team better.
Well.
Felicity.
Yeah.
But not the Felicity we were talking about earlier. A different Felicity.
Diggle.
Diggle's in there.
Red Arrow. Speedy.
Couple others.
His sister or whatever, yeah.
Some dudes also have bow and arrows. Love it.
Sometimes the bad guy from Doctor Who.
Yeah, sometimes he's
What's his name?
John Barrowman?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you think Batman?
It's Batman. He's got an assortment of Robins, some of which are dead, some of which are evil, some of which are dead and they've come back and they're good now.
Okay.
You got Oracle, slash
Batgirl. But just because he's got a lot, does that make him the best?
Best.
I mean, these are, you know what, to be fair though, a lot of these are really good characters.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I
think Superman has a good supporting cast of like, especially new Superman, he's got a kid.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's married or whatever, he's got his work life and
apparently there's no Jimmy Olsen yet.
Oh, maybe he's been shot in the head in the desert.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's canon now.
Yeah, great. Yeah. It's cross all mediums.
Yeah. You're right. I think Jimmy Olsen's a great supporting character if they ever bring him back.
Of course they will. Well, do you reckon they'll bring him back in a sexy way or in an Argyle vest way or both? You can do both
sexy
nowadays.
I reckon sexy Argyle vest, no shirt underneath. Rippling abs.
Do you ever want to see like Jimmy Olsen come back and he gets turned into a giant lizard and Superman has to fight him or something?
Yes. Okay. That's what he's for.
That is what he's for, isn't he?
Yeah.
Jimmy Olsen's been replaced with a robot or whatever.
Yeah.
Great. This is from Daniel Worthington. Hey, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Hey, dudes.
Oh.
Did either of you watch Monkey back in the day? If so, any musings on it? No one ever seems to talk about it. You remember Monkey Magic?
I remember Monkey Magic, yeah,
I didn't really watch it, but I know what it is. A man who was exploded out of a rock into existence.
Correct.
Weird English dubbing, fights his way across a very piss-poor looking Japanese land? Is it Chinese, Japanese?
Chinese, I think.
Okay, sure. Mm. And he can fly in a cloud and he can fight with a stick.
He's got a stick.
He can replicate himself.
Mm-hmm.
Pigsy.
One of the characters was maybe a woman, but also maybe a man.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really watch...
Mostly we see it as ironic t-shirts now, I think.
Yeah, totally, yeah, absolutely. Were you a fan of it back in the day?
Absolutely, but I could not tell you anything about it for $1 million.
I know that Monkey's Yearning, which was one of the last episodes that aired, was on December 2004. That can't be right.
I think you're thinking of something else.
That's what it says here. Maybe, I mean, obviously it was filmed like a long time ago, but the dub might have then arrived.
In 2004.
Yeah. No, it's, okay, no, it's also got here, their first episode 1978, final episode 1980. So it didn't even go for very long.
Right, okay.
Let me do the...
I remember.
Or was it a whistle? Pigsy had a rake.
Anyway, it's reminiscing talk here on the Weekly Planet.
Pigsy had a rake.
I get it.
Nah, shit.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any more musings?
Look, I'll watch some of it on YouTube later and I'll give you a proper evaluation next week.
Okay.
Note it down.
I don't believe you will.
I won't. I'll forget.
You know, I'm going to treat everybody to the Monkey Magic theme song.
Okay.
I'm not going to blast it and everybody. I'm just going to play it.
Okay, cool.
Get ready, Mason.
I'm ready.
This is boring. God, TV was boring, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The four worlds formed again and yet again, as endless eons wheeled and passed.
God, this is a really long intro.
Time and the pure essences of heaven, the moisture of the earth, the powers of the
sun. Moving along! Where's the monkey magic? Fucking insane. An egg just came out of a rock and it's rolling up a hill.
Yeah.
And it's about to hatch and I'm presuming Monkey Magic.
As foretold in the prophecy.
But it's also like one of the first things that ever happened on Earth, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Did he leap out of the egg? Monkey leap out of the egg?
And he looked like a monkey.
Yeah.
So... Okay, we've all had enough of this, I think.
Absolutely, I had enough of it before you started.
Also, he was in a full monkey outfit when he came out. Does he?
Because he's
that?
A monkey.
No, but
he's.
But is he? No,
no, no, no. We've discovered
so
something. We've
monkey.
Discovered a fundamental misunderstanding that you have about the universe. Monkeys aren't humans wearing little monkey suits. Monkeys look like that.
No,
they
I know.
They genetically look like
what
that.
What I'm saying is, so he's full monkey under that his regular
yes.
clothes.
Yes.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned something today.
Yeah. Right.
All right, great. That's the show for this week.
We did it.
Yeah, we did. Next week, dunno. But we do have that charity thing if you people want to.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
We mentioned it up top. We won't. Mm-hmm. We banged on about that for quite a bit. But that's all linked below.
Yeah.
If you could help out, that would be
yeah, what
be
are we
awesome.
Going to do next week, assuming we get any movies or TV shows that America gets next week? Who knows anymore?
Who does, though? Like, while you're going through all our details, I'll quickly check the movies
for
the
week. Oh, yeah,
let
us know. Let's see, you can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. And I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday
Movies.
You
can also follow The Weekly Planet. That's our friend Robert Collings, and he knows more about us than we do. Yeah. He also does great videos on his YouTube channel, so find Rob Collings.
I did that really good Spider-Man one.
That's
which
right.
I enjoyed, yeah.
Let's see. If you want to help support the show...
Yep, I do.
Once you're done with charity, obviously, don't.
Obviously.
Obviously, you can go to bloody...
Trainspotting's out soon.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Is that out already in America?
I don't think so.
You can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Uh-huh.
Donate a buck or two a month if you like.
Or don't
you
mind can, if I do,
you can
Mason.
Click on that Amazon affiliate link that's in our episode description. You can click through there and if you want to buy Monkey Magic on DVD...
don't mind if I do.
Or 4K Blu-ray... Just to see that monkey fur in operation, you can do that. You click there, you pay the same price, and we get.
Why has he got
somehow.
A man's face then? You're telling me he's a monkey, but he's got a man's face.
Monkeys are just like us, James.
And they're not.
They share 99.999% of our DNA.
But you know what? Most creatures...
When they eat one of us, because they're monsters. They're soulless monsters.
They're not good, are they?
No, terrifying.
But most creatures share like 99% of our DNA.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just a jellyfish. What was I up to?
I don't know. I cut you
Amazon
off.
Amazon affiliate link. We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Great designs there. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our theme songs. Oh, thank you to our friend at Free Cheesy Bread on Twitter. He got the Grab That Gem tattoo last week.
Yes. Oh, you wanted to see the rest of his tattoo, didn't you?
Yeah. So last week he took a photo of that gem, the Grab That Gem tattoo, and above that he apparently had what looked like a front-loading washing machine with like the great wave coming out of it.
Sweet.
That is correct, apparently. He said, the washer has no story behind it. I apologize. May I please be the official bad decision of the podcast? Absolutely, you may. And above that, above the washer, he's got a tattoo of Mr. T eating what appears to be breakfast cereal, but it's actually buttons.
What does that mean?
Who knows? All of these raise more questions than I answer, and I love them.
That's so good.
Good work, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I should also point out I finally did my Walking Dead video. What you called my magnum opus.
The Chinese democracy of your life.
It's up. I've done it.
You're Duke Nukem forever.
I rewatched it and I'm like, I don't even know if I agree with all of this anymore.
Huh.
But I'm standing... No, I do. I think there's one thing where I said nobody important ever dies. That's not actually true. I should have said nobody I care about dies. But also that could be anybody on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And true for your real life as well.
You know it, mate. Mm-hmm. Can't wait till you're dead.
Nah, we're all right, though.
Yeah.
Is that everything?
I think that's it. That
we did it. Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Grab it a gem, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.